الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم العلماء ورثة الأنبياء أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى is very kind, very merciful, very gracious towards all his creation. But if we ponder over our situation, those of us who have been granted the tawfiq to strive to acquire ilm, those of us who have been granted the tawfiq to become individuals of that group which is known as Talibin-e-Ilm, then we can claim and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been extra kind to us. Because ilm is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. العلماء ورثة الأنبياء. علماء, the people of ilm, are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. They are the only inheritors of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. The علماء, the people of ilm. إنما يخشى الله من عباده العلماء. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات, those people who accept إيمان and who carry out amal-e saliha, ulaika hum khayrul bariyah, they are the best of creatures, because Allah will grant them jannah, Allah will become happy with them, Allah will make them happy. And what is the special characteristic of this group which characteristics make them worthy of Iman, worthy of Amal Saliha. And as a result of Iman and Amal Saliha, they become worthy of Jannah, they become worthy of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which is the key, which is the root? Khashiyah. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ. All these things, Jannah, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being included in that group which is the best of the creation. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. خَشِيَّة, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ, all these things are for that person. لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّهُ, who has خَشِيَة of his Rabb. And khashiyah can only come in a person if he has ilm. إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى. The khashiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes only in those people who are ulama, who are the people of ilm. شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ. Allah bears witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Him. Who else bears witness with Him? Wal Malaika. And who else? Wa ulul ilm, the people of ilm. When it comes to emphasizing the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the fundamental of everything, Allah mentions Himself and thereafter two groups, the Malaika and the people of ilm. There are so many ayat, so many verses of the glorious Quran, and scores of ahadith. We cannot even count them, innumerable ahadith, which mentions the virtue of ilm and the people of ilm. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his Sahih, after Kitabul Iman, initiates Kitabul Ilm. And the first chapter in Kitab al-Ilm is Babu Fadli al-Ilm, virtues of ilm. Thereafter he mentions two verses of the Quran, but he does not mention a single hadith in regard to virtues of ilm. So the commentators of the Quran have posed the question. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala has compiled a book of hadith, and he initiates Kitabul Ilm, the first chapter, Babu Fadlil Ilm. And to establish the virtue of ilm, he mentions two verses of the Quran but no hadith. Why? After posing this question, the commentators of the Quran have given various explanations. One explanation is that if Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala was to mention one hadith or two ahadith or three, four or five, that is as far as he would have been able to go, because he is discussing so many other topics under Kitabul Ilm that he could not have quoted all the ahadith in regard to the virtues of ilm. So he would have quoted one hadith, or maybe two, or maybe three, or maybe four, or five, six, seven, ten, the most. Then the Talibul Ilm studying Bukhari Sharif would have confined himself only to those five or ten ahadith, and he would have thought to himself that these are the only virtues of ahadith. So Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala intentionally did not mention any hadith, so that the Talibul Ilm himself would start looking for ahadith in regard to ilm. And he will come to realize that there are so many ahadith which mention the virtues of ilm. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala wanted this, the talibul ilm to realize his own value. Imam Bukhari wished that the talibul ilm realizes the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him by making him a talibul ilm. My very dear friend, the talibin and the talibat, my daughters, my sons, my young brothers, my colleagues, because I am also a talibul ilm like you, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may he keep me a talibul ilm until I breathe my last. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your prayers, because you are talibin ilm, you are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So please pray for me, that may Allah grant me the tawfiq to remain a talibul ilm until I breathe my last, and may Allah grant me husn khatima whenever I breathe my last. We sometimes become the victims of inferiority complex. When we look at other people, when we look at doctors, engineers, architects, professors, politicians, rich people, wealthy people, this is because we do not realize our worth. If only we realized what Allah has granted us. By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting you the tawfiq to take admission in a madrasa where Quran and Hadith is being taught, you do not know how much favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you. رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. Ali radiallahu anhu says in a few couplets, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا. We are happy with the distribution of Al-Jabbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are happy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْجُهَّالِ مَالُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not granted us wealth, but he has granted us ilm. And he has granted other people wealth, but not ilm. We are very, very happy. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I'm content, I'm very happy. And with me, the other people of ilm are very happy as well. This was the culture during the time of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. Why are we very happy? Because what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, he has not granted them. Ilm, Allah has granted us ilm. The ulama who teach here, Maulana Abdus Salam Sahib, Mufti Wasim Sahib, Maulana Shiraz Sahib, Mufti Majid Sahib, Maulana Suleiman Sahib, the other ulama who teach here, maybe they are not very wealthy, but Allah has granted them enough wealth whereby they are not in need of wealthy people. So they are not in need of wealthy people. They have enough wealth. But the wealthy people, they always remain in need of the people of ilm. So the people of ilm may not be very wealthy, but they are not, Allah does not keep them in need of wealthy people. Allah gives them enough if they become content, because contentment and qana'ah is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is for this reason the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this dua, which is very, very beneficial for the ulama. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. O Allah, keep me content with whatever you have granted me. Keep me happy with whatever you have granted me. So they are not in need of anybody else. But the wealthy people will always remain in need of the ulama. And so much so, that the people of Jannah, after being granted entry into Jannah, will be in need of the ulama also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after bestowing all his favors upon the people of Jannah, will say that there is still one more favor left. Ask from me. Ask. He will keep that favor hidden from them. Ask from me. They will say, oh Allah, you have granted us everything. Alam tubayyiz wujuhana, alam tudkhilna al-jannah, alam tunajjana minan nar, alam kaza, have you not granted us this, have you not granted us this, have you not granted us entry into Jannah, have you not saved us from the fire of Jahannam, have you not enlightened our faces? There is nothing more that we feel we need, or there is no other favor that is left. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, no, there is still one more favor left. So people will discuss amongst themselves and they will say, we should refer to the ulama because they will know. The awam, they listen to this hadith so many times, despite that in Jannah they will not remember. Because Allah will want to elevate the status of the people of ilm even in Jannah, amongst the people of Jannah. So they will refer to the ulama, and the ulama will say that the greatest favor in Jannah is to have the honor of seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the favor Allah is talking about. My friends, I ask each and every one of you, my daughters also, I ask each and every one, feel proud of yourself. Feel proud of yourself that Allah subhanahu, feel proud means feel happy, not become arrogant. Feel proud of yourself that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen you for this ilm. Allah has chosen you for that ilm for which the best of the creation was chosen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Shaykhul Hadith Murana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, when he once went to Darulum Karachi, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, requested him to say a few words to the students and the ulama. Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullahu ta'ala was a very great personality, very pious personality. Very pious, very academic. He did not lecture much, but his sohbah has had such a profound effect on the hearts of the people that just his company would transform the lives of the people. So he was asked by Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi to say a few words. All the students and the staff had gathered. So Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullah ta'ala appeared before them and he said only one sentence. Only one sentence and he left. He said, oh my dear ones, recognize your value. That is all that Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayhi said. Oh my dear ones, recognize your value. Why did Shaykhul Hadith rahimahullah ta'ala said only one sentence? Because if we recognize our value, then we don't need any more lectures. If we are able to recognize who we are, what we are, for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us. من خرج في طلب العلم فهو في سبيل الله حتى يرجع. One who leaves his home in quest for knowledge, he is in the path of Allah until he returns. So when you are sleeping here in the boarding, or during your free time when you go out for a walk to refresh your mind, when you are eating, when you are drinking, you are in fi sabilillah until you return home with ilm. Innal malaikata latadaw ajnihataha ridan litalibil ilm bima yasna'u. The angels, they put their wings down. Literal translation, they put their wings down. One interpretation is that they spread their wings under the feet of the talibul ilm when he is walking in towards quest for knowledge. One interpretation is that they spread their wings. So the wings of the malaika become red carpet for the talibul ilm. He is always walking on the wings of the malaika. There are certain malaika who are appointed for this work, that they should spread their wings when the terrible ill is walking. And another interpretation is, this group of muhaddithin have taken its literal meaning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered all the malaika who are flying from north to south, south to north, east to west, west to east, from earth to the heavens, heavens to the earth, that whenever you see a group of talibul ilm in acquisition of knowledge, then you should stop flying in respect for them. You should put down your wings. And until they finish their takrar, their mutala, their discussion, you should stand there in respect of, this is a protocol for the malaika, whoever they are, whether it's Jibreel, Mikael, whoever it is. The angels, they put down their wings when they see talibul ilm engaged in acquisition of ilm. So this is the first point I would like to emphasize. Because nowadays, in this materialistic world, even the ulama, even the people of ilm, even the talibul ilm, they look at the environment around them and they feel that we are the weakest group. We are the deprived sector of the ummah or of the people. No. Allah has granted us so much, so much. Through what Allah has granted us, we can become the inheritors of the Anbiya. If we recognize the value of ilm, if we recognize the value of ourselves as the people of ilm, as the talibul ilm, as I said earlier, no lectures are required. Nobody will have to say, make sure you are in class every day, don't remain absent. Nobody will have to say, come on time. Nobody will have to say, don't leave before time. Nobody will have to say, pay attention to your lecture. Nobody will have to say, takrar, mutala, be very, very regular and punctual. Nobody will have to say all this. A muhaddith, who was also a tradesman, he once left his country to go into another country for trading purposes. And he told his family that I will return after 1 year. In those days, what people used to do was to, for example, if a tradesman was to leave Trinidad, he would go with all his wealth. He would leave Trinidad, go to Barbados, and he will buy certain goods which are not available in Trinidad with all his wealth, and he will come back. So all he would invest all his wealth in the goods that he purchases, and he will bring them back here, and he will sell them with profit in Trinidad. So he said to his family that the country I am going into, there are certain muhaddithin from whom I wish to acquire ilm. So on one side he is a tradesman, on the other side he is also a talibul ilm. So I may come back after a year, I may come back after 2 years, I may come back after 6 months. And he remained with the muhaddithin there. Why? Because he had the value of ilm. Value of ilm. Finally, he decided to return. So he invested all his wealth. He bought the goods. And he hired so many camels, so many laborers. He paid deposits. And on the last night, he had the desire of performing his tahajjud salat with one of his teachers, for whom he had a lot of praise in his heart, that this is my final day, let me perform salatul tahajjud, let me ask my teacher if he would allow me, let me stay in his company during this blessed moment. So the teacher gave him permission to participate in salatul tahajjud, and during salatul tahajjud he saw his ustad, his teacher, do something which he had never seen anybody else do before, and regarding which he had never heard any hadith. So after the tahajjud salat, he said, Hadrat, I'm leaving today, and I saw you during salat tahajjud today doing something which I have never seen anybody else do before. and I have not heard a hadith regarding this amal, and I am sure that you have a hadith, you have some ilm regarding this amal. So please, can you convey that hadith to me? Because I'm reading today. For some reason or other, these words emanated from the tongue of the Shaykh. He said, Wallahi, la uhaddisannaka bihi sanatan. He said, by Allah, I will not relate this hadith to you until after 1 year. You can imagine, everything is ready, all his money invested. If he was to sell that goods again, return that goods, the loss he will make, the deposits. And only one hadith. He had acquired so many hadiths during the time that he had spent there. What would we have done? It's only one hadith, doesn't really matter. He cancelled his trip. And he spent another year only for that hadith. He noted down the date and the month. And after 1 year, he said, Hadrat, 1 year has passed, can you please narrate that hadith to me? And thereafter he returns. If we recognize the value of ilm, if we recognize the value of Quran, hadith, if we can recognize the value that Allah has granted us, we will not have to be told regarding anything. So the first thing I would like to emphasize is, please, do not become the victim of inferiority complex. Never. Never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test you. If we are the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, then we are not inheritors of glory only. We are inheritors of everything that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had to endure. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were tested. They were put to trial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may test us. We ask Allah that He does not test us because we do not have the ability to endure tests and trials, but it is possible. It is possible that He may put us to trial. But after the test and trial will come Fathe Makkah, inshallah. Thereafter will come the glory. So this is the first thing. Remain firm. And this we are the inheritors of the Anbiya. What is the legacy of the Anbiya? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sayyidul Mursaleen, and all the other Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, their legacy was, they acquired ilm from Allah, they practiced that ilm, and they passed on that ilm to their juniors, to the other talibin ilm. This is the legacy of the Anbiya. This is what we need to do. That we acquire as much ilm as possible from our seniors, from our teachers. We acquire. We need to have an unquenching thirst for ilm. The mindset should be that after 5 years I'll leave. After 5 years I may not be able to sit in the company of Maulana Shiraz, Maulana Abdul Salam, Mufti Wasim for as long as I am able to now. After graduation, I may not be able to ask the questions that I wish to ask. After graduation, I may be in another country. Or who knows, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong their shadows upon us. Who knows, tomorrow Maulana Shiraz may not remain alive. Tomorrow Maulana Abdul Salam may not be around. So our zeal should be that before I separate from them or before they separate from me, I must take as much as I can. I must import as much as I can. Because the more we import, the more we will be able to impart. And the less we import, the less we will be able to impart. Import as much as we can. Import as much as we can from our seniors who are alive. Import as much as we can from our seniors who have passed away but whose ilm has remained in the books. Fathul Bari, Umdatul Qari, all the other books of hadith, tafsir, fiqh. Import. And this importing should remain until we breathe our last. One day Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala was seen by somebody carrying an ink pot, some papers, and he was going somewhere in his old age. So this person said, Ila matai ibn Hanbal, O ibn Hanbal, until when are you going to continue seeking ilm? So he picked up his ink pot and he said, Ma'al mihbarati ilal maqbarati. He said, I will go to the grave with this ink pot. A great imam, he was still acquiring ilm. So this is the legacy of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. They acquired ilm from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They preserved that ilm, and thereafter they imparted that ilm, and they practiced that ilm. This is what we need to do, that we take as much as we can from our seniors, seniors who are alive, seniors who have passed away, and we practice whatever we learn, and we try to pass on, and we continue doing this until we breathe our last. And if we are able to do this, then we will be the inheritors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam in its true sense. And there are certain obstacles which we need to be very careful about. One obstacle is maasiyah. This is very, very easy. Acquiring ilm, practicing ilm, passing ilm, very easy. Because the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the talibin ilm, with the people of ilm. But if we make sure that we do not let these hurdles come in between us. One hurdle is ma'asiyat, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do is to stay far, far away from ma'asiyat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. One who fears the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one who fears the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an exit for him. Exit to leave through from all the problems. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rizq from those places regarding which he had not even thought of. And rizq does not only mean bread and rice. Rizq is everything. Rizq, ruhaniyat is rizq, taqwa is rizq, ilm is rizq. So in order to acquire barakah in rizq of every type, fahm, understanding, that is also rizq, aql, intellect, that is also rizq, hifz, to be able to memorize, that is also rizq. In order to acquire barakah in all these types of rizq, the key is taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. شَكَوْتُ إِلَىٰ وَكِيءٍ سُوءَ حِفْظِي فَأَوْصَانِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. I complained to my teacher Waki that I suffer from a bad memory. I cannot memorize things. فَأَوْصَانِي. He advised me to leave maasiyat. فَأَوْصَانِي إِلَىٰ تَرْكِ الْمَعَاصِي. And he said, فَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ نُورٌ مِّنْ إِلَٰهِ. Because ilm is noor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنُورُ اللَّهِ لَا يُعْتَى لِعَاصِي. And the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not granted to the one who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is maasiyat. One hurdle is maasiyat. Second hurdle, لَا يَعْنِي. لَا يَعْنِي. What is لَا يَعْنِي? Something that neither benefits in this world nor the hereafter. Now when we talk about layani, it becomes very difficult for the students to understand and practice. Because the first layani that we have to talk about is football and cricket commentary. You play football. There is benefit. Physically you will benefit. So playing football is not layani. But watching football, listening to football commentary, it is layani, because you neither benefit in this world nor the hereafter. Now there are so many layanis which are permissible. The muftis will say it is permissible. So many layanis. But the question we need to ask as people of ilm is that has Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged layani or discouraged layani? If something is permissible, but if it is discouraged by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should we not try to stay away from it? Because we will be the example for the ummah. We will be ulama tomorrow. People will see us as maulana, alim, sheikh, mufti. And layani, takes away barakah from a person's life. It may be permissible, but it will take away barakah. And layani for a student is very, very detrimental. Layani. Because layani will occupy his mind. If there is a final cup match on Sunday then this cup match will occupy his mind from Monday. And if there are three people of this Layani in the class, they will talk about it all the time. And once the match is over, it will occupy our mind for another 3 or 4 days. We will want to talk about it. So Layani is very, very detrimental. Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma layani. From the beauty of a person, Islam is for him to leave that which does not concern him. إن الله حرم عليكم عقوق الأمهات ووعد البنات ومن أوهات وكره لكم قيل وقال. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disliked for you قيل وقال, gossip, idle talk, things that does not have any benefit. So second hurdle that you have to overcome is layani. Try to stay from layani as much as possible. Number 3, laziness. You are lazy in the morning, so you are coming 1 hour late in the class. You are lazy during takrar, so because of laziness you are engaged in layani. So you are all here, alhamdulillah. Even the lazy ones, they are here, all of them here, and they are spending their time here in the Darul Uloom. Even with laziness they are here. Why? Because they want to become ulama. Alhamdulillah. Great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you cannot become the people of ilm only with wishes and with desires. If that was the case, then no person would remain ignorant. Because every person has the desire to become educated. لَوْ كَانَ هَذَا الْعِلْمُ يُدْرَكُ بِالْمُنَى مَا يَبْقَى عَلَى الْبَرِيَّةِ جَاهِلُ. If this ilm was acquired only through wishes, hopes, desires, dreams, then no person will remain ignorant on the surface of this earth. But ilm is not acquired through wishes only, hopes only, dreams only. No, what do we have to do? Fajhad wala taksal wala taku ghafila fanadamatul uqba liman yatakasalu. Fajhad, work hard. Wala taksal, do not become lazy. وَلَا تَكُوْ غَافِلَا, do not become negligent. فَنَدَامَةُ الْأُقْبَى لِمَنْ يَتَكَاسَلُ. The regret of the future is for that person who will remain lazy. So present yourself in the classroom on time with your body and with your heart and mind and with activeness. Listen to the teacher, pay attention, grasp as much as you can. And fourth obstacle, disrespect. A person may be very, very active, very hard working, no laziness, very punctual, and he may come first in all his examinations. But if he is disrespectful to his teachers, disrespectful to the books, disrespectful to the classroom, because these are all resources of ilm, disrespectful to his desk, disrespectful to his exercise book, disrespectful to his classmates, disrespectful to any member of the staff who is running the madrasa, he will not be able to acquire the noor of ilm. Respect plays a very, very important role. Our respect, our adab should be such that whenever the gaze of the ustad falls on our face, then his heart prays for us. His heart prays for us. That is how we should behave. Disrespect is a very big hurdle. I have seen so many students who are very, very sharp, very, very bright, very clever, but they were unable to acquire ilm, or even after graduating as good ulama with very high grades, they were unable to do the khidmat of deen because of their disrespect towards their asatida, towards their teachers. We owe a lot to our asatida. It is Alhamdulillah my practice, I am mentioning this first time in a gathering. It is my practice that daily Alhamdulillah, I recite a portion from the Quran specifically for those teachers, those ulama who have taught me, right from Alif Ba Ta Sa, right from Takhti until Bukhari Sharif, all the ulama who have benefited me. There are so many great ulama who have passed away, and there are so many great ulama who still live, and we are indebted to them. The whole ummah is indebted to them. But my friends, what we have acquired from our teachers, we have not acquired from them. We are able to benefit from Fathul Bari, Umdatul Qari, Fathul Mulhim, Qurtubi, Ruhul Maani, because of the efforts of these asatiza who have taught us how to benefit from these books. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that for 30 years is a very long time, for 30 years I have not performed a single salat after which I have not prayed for my Ustad Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala. Not a single salat in 30 years after which I have not prayed for my Ustad Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, because I am greatly indebted to him. So disrespect is another hurdle. So number one, recognize your value, feel proud of yourself, feel happy, don't feel unhappy that why am I here, when am I going to graduate. No, feel happy that Alhamdulillah, I am in a very good place where the Rahma is descending all the time. I live in the madrasa premises. The madrasa has given me a few rooms in a corner of the boarding where in a small flat I live there. And my mother was living with my younger brother. And I used to go and visit my mother now and then. Very busy, so sometimes despite wanting to visit her every day, I was able to see her after 1 week. So I said to my mother and I said to my brother, that why don't you move in with me? Because he is not as busy as I am, he will be able to come and see you 3 times a day. And if you stay in my home, I will be able to see you on a daily basis. So Alhamdulillah, everybody agreed and my mother moved in with me, and she's with me for the past 7-8 years. Afterwards I said to some of the ulama at the academy, I said, there was another hidden reason for my wanting to bring my mom to my home. So they said, what was that reason? I said, I live in a Darul Uloom. I live where 120-130 students of ilm live. And I am sure that the malaika must be descending all the time, the rahmat must be descending all the time. And my mother is in her latter part of life. If death is decreed for us here in Leicester, then there is no better place for her than this place where I am living. So feel happy that here rahmat descends, malaika descends. And work very, very hard. Taqwa, acquire taqwa. Stay away from sinful activities. If any sin is committed, repent immediately. So the heart becomes clean again and ready for ilm. No layani. Because layani will waste your time, detrimental for your ilm. It will take away barakat, and layani makes a person go towards maasiyat. Layani becomes a cause of maasiyat. And number three, no laziness. Work very, very hard. And number four, stay away from disrespect. And finally, we will only be able to do all these things if the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. So all the time, ruju ila Allah and dua. That, O Allah, make me from the people of ilm. O Allah, make me a true waris of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, grant me ilm, grant me the tawfiq to practice this ilm, and make me a means of making this ilm reach 4 corners of the world. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.